the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord of glory be with you. A very warm welcome to our service this morning as we remember the presentation of Christ in the temple, Candlemas, as it's often known. If you're able, do please stay for a coffee or and something else at the end of the service. You're very welcome to share a bit of time together at the end of the service. Dear friends, 40 days ago, we celebrated the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we recall the day on which he was presented in the temple, when he was offered to the Father and shown to his people. As a sign of his coming among us, his mother was purified, as we now come to him for cleansing. In their old age, Simeon and Anna recognized him as their Lord, as we today sing of his glory. In this Eucharist, we celebrate both the joy of his coming and his searching judgment, looking back to the day of his birth and forward to the coming days of his passion. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray that we may know and share the light of Christ. Almighty and ever-living God, clothed in majesty, whose beloved Son was this day presented in the temple in substance of our flesh, grant that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be swift to bear witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired workers in their wages, the widow and the orphan, against those who thrust aside the alien and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, our eyes have seen your salvation, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Just want to offer a couple of thoughts emerging from that gospel today as we think about the presentation of Christ, that kind of ritual that his parents undertook. It always reminds me a little bit about parents bringing children for christening still. They come and do it. It's something they need to do. So they took Jesus to the temple, and we find there Simeon and Anna. I don't know if you've noticed, but behind me on the window, well, you probably can't see from where you are, but in the middle, in our window at the east end there, you've got Mary in the middle, of course, and then beneath her, the three key scenes from her story. So there's the Annunciation, there's the birth of Jesus, and then on the right, there's the presentation of Christ in the temple, what we celebrate today. Although, I have to say, poor Simeon has one of the most ridiculous hats I've ever seen on. So if you want to go and have a closer look, poor Simeon's not wearing the best of headwear. But it was those two people, Simeon and Anna. And I've been thinking also about, there's a line of William Blake, which is about bearing beams of love. And as we come to the end of this Christmas season, I was thinking about changing the word love for light, bearing beams of light, as we go about and go into our daily lives. As we take the light, that's what we're doing at the end of the service, you get a candle and we take the light out. And I thought there were two really interesting images in this gospel. And the first was about Simeon. And it's funny, isn't it, how every time you, well, it is for me, you encounter familiar texts. Often a phrase will speak to you that's never quite spoken to you before. You might have heard it 20, 30, 40, 50 times, and you never quite got it. So Simeon, it's this lovely line about being guided by the Spirit. And I suppose maybe it's something about speaking to us at a particular moment in life. And that image of being guided by the Spirit. And I believe that we all live in that way if we're attentive, if we're listening. And I think I've thought about it as I've gone through ministry. When those people pop into my head, people like you or others, and I think, well, why have they been given to me at this moment in time? It might be that obviously they've got a particular need or something's going on for them. But I've always thought of that now, latterly, as being guided by the Spirit. I must be in touch with them. So usually I'll send them a text or an email or ring them or go and see them. And I wonder about that way of encounter, about being where we bear those beams of light, where we encounter the light of Christ at work, is when we're guided by the Spirit. And we take seriously those little nudges, those prompts that we get. And we all get them. It's what we do with them that matters, when we kind of care, where we're thinking, where we wonder about someone or about a situation. We respond to that. We kind of decide that we're going to be guided by the Spirit. And the Spirit, you know, blows all over the place and will do surprising things for us, as it did for Simeon. But that's one thought about bearing the beams of light that we take out from here. Being guided by the Spirit, alert to it, prepared to respond to it when people, situations, other things come to mind, as they did for Simeon. Wonder what he was doing that day, by the way. He was going to the bank to pay the money in, and then, oh, heck, I better go to the temple. And he was off, and everything changed. Anna, on the other hand, is different, isn't she? And Anna was there. So it's a very different image of Simeon, guided by the Spirit, active, we imagine, doing other things. And Anna, this faithful presence in the temple. And she's, in a way, placing herself deliberately, day after day, hour after hour, week after week, in the place where God can find her. And that's another part of our calling to bear beams of light. On the one hand, God gives us these nudges of the Spirit to kind of go, encounter, be with someone, be alongside them, all that sort of stuff. But then also, we have to play our part. We have to respond to those nudges, but also we have to put ourselves in the place where God finds us. Like being here this morning, bless you all. We're in the place where God finds us. And Anna's faithfulness is rewarded by that lovely, she never left the temple. I mean, in one sense, you could think, gosh, poor woman, never left the temple, worship there with fasting and prayer, night and day. But at that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child. It's a wonderful moment of transformation for her, her faithfulness, her putting herself in the place where God finds her. And that's what we do every day. God finds us whatever, but I think there's a lovely phrase about our job is to put ourselves in the place of least resistance. So instead of, you know, making sure that we've got something on 24 hours a day, busy, constantly doing all these worthwhile tasks, which I'm sure are worthwhile, we sometimes have to make sure that we have that place of least resistance where God can find us and we can be, as Anna was, transformed. So just thoughts, thinking about Simeon and Anna. Simeon, nudged by the Spirit to encounter the Jesus who he met in the temple. And then Anna, her faithfulness, her being in the place day after day where God can find her and does. And her life is changed forever.
So let us stand together and affirm our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ,
the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We kneel or sit for our prayers of intercession. And so we come this morning bringing our lives, all our prayers for those whom we love, our concerns, our thanksgivings. Let us pray to the Father through Christ, who is our light and life. Father, your Christ is acclaimed as the glory of Israel. Look in mercy on your church, sharing his light. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Father, your Christ in his temple brings judgment on the world. Look in mercy on the nations who long for his justice. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Father, your Christ, who was rich for our sakes, became poor. Look in mercy on the needy, suffering with him. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Father, your Christ is the one in whom faithful servants find their peace. Look in mercy on the departed, that they may see your salvation. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Father, your Christ is revealed as the one destined to be rejected. Look in mercy on us, who now turn towards his passion. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord God, you kept faith with Simeon and Anna and showed them the infant king. Give us grace to put all our trust in your promises and the patience to wait for their fulfillment. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear the words of our Saviour Jesus Christ. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall never walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Let us therefore bring our sins into his light and confess them in penitence and faith. Father eternal, giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the tender mercy of our God, the day spring from on high has broken upon us to give light to those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Father, in Christ there has sprung up a light for the righteous. Accept the gifts we bring before you, and grant that Christ may shine in us to the praise and glory of your name. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good, always and everywhere, to give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, who is one with you from all eternity. For on this day he appeared in the temple in substance of our flesh to come near to us in judgment. He searches the hearts of all your people and brings to light the image of your splendor. Your servant Simeon acclaimed him as the light to lighten the nations, while Anna spoke of him to all who looked for your redemption. Destined for the falling and rising of many, he was lifted high upon the cross, and a sword of sorrow pierced his mother's heart, when by his sacrifice he made our peace with you. And now we rejoice and glorify your name, that we too have seen your salvation, and join with angels and archangels in their unending hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, St. Joseph, Simeon and Anna, and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Believing the promises of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let us pray. Lord, you fulfilled the hope of Simeon and Anna, who lived to welcome the Messiah. May we who have received these gifts beyond words prepare to meet Christ Jesus when he comes to bring us to eternal life, for he is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen.
The image we have of Jesus, which has been here through the Christmas season, I feel like 40 days since Christmas. Gone out. It's the speed at which I was moving.
So as you can see, those you here, hold them up on behalf of the whole church community, and perhaps as you do, think of one or two people you might like to hold in prayer as you hold the light of Christ up with their particular need at this time. Lord God, the springing source of everlasting light, pour into the hearts of your faithful people the brilliance of your eternal splendor, that we, who by these kindling flames light up this temple to your glory, may have the darkness of our souls dispelled, and so be counted worthy to stand before you in that eternal city where you live and reign, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Father, we have sung your praise with shepherds and angels. May Christ be born in our hearts today. Praise to Christ our light. We have shared in the joy of Simeon and Anna. Help us, like them, to trust your word. Praise to Christ our light. We have greeted Jesus, the light of the world. May we be filled with the light of your love. Praise to Christ our light.
springs on the way, a glory dawns in every dark place. The light of Christ, the fullness of grace. The kings have departed, the shepherds have gone, the child and his parents are left on their own. A glory dawns in every dark place. The light of Christ, the fullness of grace. They go to the temple, obey to pigeons the gift of the poor. A glory dawns in every dark place. The light of Christ, the fullness of grace. But
earned your coffee after those verses. Christ, whose glory fills the skies, fill you with radiance and scatter the darkness from your path. Amen. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, gladden your eyes and warm your heart. Amen. Christ, the dayspring from on high, draw near to guide your feet into the way of peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the light and peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.